Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toonami Therapy on August 13th of 2020. I'm Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And we're here to talk about some of the anime we've been watching, more than usual of which is actually on Toonami this week. Because we actually did watch, because we watched three things instead of just two. Although, next week, we're not going to be having much of anything in regards to that, because they're not showing anime. They're just showing Batman movies. Mm-hmm. Might check them out, probably won't, but we'll see. I guess in that case, we should just get right to it and talk about the stuff. So we start out with... JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, episode 30. So they managed to survive the initial sort of attack of green tea. Actually, Green Day, but trademark. And the other stand is named Sanctuary. Did you know what that was changed from?
No, I didn't.
Okay, this is one... Honestly, I like it more when they just change it slightly. For this one, Sanctuary was originally Oasis.
Man, this guy loves his rock groups.
You know, I've seen people wonder, like, could we, like, say, I just want to see what his playlist is. Yeah, well, I guess he had to start doing them because he ran out of tarot cards. Well, he had already moved on to the Egyptian gods. And then he's like, what more is it? And then I don't know, maybe he was just listening to some music at the time. Anyway, they managed to get away and actually hit the guy, the one who had the Oasis stand, which lets him just go through solid ground. The big thing is that we learn, it's kind of weirdly stated, but I think what we're supposed to get the impression from is that Bucciarati is basically a zombie at this point. Like, he's not even really alive, which is why the thing didn't affect him.
So he's basically... Picard from the end of Picard. A zombie android.
Well, I mean, he's still in his own body, so it's just, you know, a dead one. Except it's not dead because it is doing stuff. I don't know. It was very vague about what was going on. They don't even explicitly say it.
What I didn't understand was, like, they're driving the car and he just, like, kind of zoned out. Like, that didn't make much sense to me, because, like, there were times whenever he was fully functional and while he was in the car, he just, like, zoned out, and they, like, tried to make out that was because he's dead. It was like, well, if he's dead, then how is he driving the car, you know? I mean, that didn't make much sense at all.
Yeah, because initially you were thinking, like, maybe, oh, he's deliberately not responding. I think that, like I said, I wish this had been explained a little more clearly. Maybe we will get more later on, but I think what we're supposed to take from it is that Bucciarati is saying, is that because he's, like, in this sort of living dead, state, it's increasingly separating him more, so we did that zone out thing as a result of that, make you think that maybe you should have someone drive the car who isn't liable to do that, but all right, anyway, they end up they meet up with the bad guys attack again, and they're who's now trying to spread the mold all over the city from a helicopter. And then the episode ends with I believe they're trying to he tries to get Mista's bullets to shoot to it, but it's not doesn't go far enough. But Giorno does. I can't remember exactly what he does, but he does something to give them a bigger range. Also in this episode, or maybe it was the previous one, I can't remember, Mista gets hit by his own bullets again. He takes more damage from his own bullets than from actual enemy attacks, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Let's see. So yeah, that was the episode. I thought it was enjoyable. Like the weird stuff about, I mean, the Bucciarati stuff was maybe not handled the best, but other than that, hey, it was a fun battle. We did get to learn that thing about Bucciarati, even if it's a cool idea, and the reveal is decent. It's just not done as well. It's not explained well is my problem.
Mm-hmm. But other thought it was fairly entertaining. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, I just want to be clear. Did you say fairly entertaining or barely entertaining?
Fairly.
Okay.
So, like, fairly is halfway between barely and very. So, it's halfway in between.
I mean, the symbol for in Japanese, the symbol, the B sound, you literally take the symbols and make the F sound, and then you put two little marks to their upper right hand corner, and then it changes it to a B. and to make the P sound, you know, a P, instead of those two little marks, you just make a small little circle in that area. Okay. So, right. Then we've got, actually, Fire Force, now, which they decided to rerun. Now, we were going into this thinking this was the start of season two, and I don't know about you, but while watching it, I thought it was the start of season two. No, this is actually midway through season one.
Oh, really?
Well, when I saw the thing and it said episode 15, and I thought, oh, wow, the first season was only 14 episodes? I thought it was longer. But then I was looking it up and I see, oh, no, this they're not starting season two for like two more months. They're rerunning a bunch of season one first. And I guess they didn't really communicate it that well or I didn't pay enough attention. But no, this is midway through the first season. Anyway, since it fell between two shows we were watching, we figured, hey, why not watch it? So after some stuff we didn't see, a new guy joins the group, like their sort of division or whatever. But most of the episode is devoted to the fact that they're trying to get this guy named Vulcan to join their division, but he doesn't want to. So, actually, I'm not sure why they're trying to get him. I guess he's just really good or something. But it's just them kind of trying to convince him. And honestly, that was kind of all that really happened. But it actually was a pretty decent episode, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't bad. But I just don't feel like it's really all that, I don't know. It's interesting, but at the same time, it's just not really grabbing my attention.
Yeah. So. Well, to be fair, we did skip over like about eight episodes. Although on the other, hang on, how many episodes did I watch before I, stopped? I'm just trying to glance this through. I think I watched through episode 8 or 9. So yeah, I didn't really skip through that much. This is better than the earlier episodes. I'll definitely say that. It at least did get me more interested. And it at least, like, included a sort of thing about how the guy, that Vulcan guy, might get attacked. So, like, we need to stick around and protect him. And you know, I'm pretty sure what's going to happen is, oh, he'll be attacked and they'll help him. And he'll be like, wow, you guys are good. I'll join up with you. So probably not going to be much suspense there. But I enjoyed it a lot more than the earlier episode. So I don't know how much if we'll be sticking with it much longer. But for now, at least, it was probably the episode I liked the most. One of the episodes I liked the most of the series, which admittedly isn't really saying too much. All right. So then we're on Black Clover episode 128. So let's see. So basically, everyone's like, well, we had this big, I mean, we finished with that big battle against that devil. And, you know, that was really the accumulation of like so many things throughout the series. What are we going to be doing now? Let's just go to another country. when in doubt about what you need to do for the plot in a series, just send them someplace else. No, I mean, really, like, what, in Bleach, what am I going to do? They go to Soul Society. Uh-oh, now what do they do? Now they go to Hueco Mundo. Now what do they do? I guess they stay around? Oh, no, wait, people, okay, that didn't turn out so well. They go back to Soul Society next arc. Or Naruto is just like, just go someplace else. I mean, One Piece is literally just them going to different places. That's the series. So anyway, yeah, so they were doing that because they wanted to they wanted to get go there because actually I can't remember exactly why they were doing it. It was because they were trying to do, it was because it was for research for that like devil thing in Asta or whatever. So they go there and they manage to even get invitations because it's all secluded and stuff. But then they they're on their way there, and then the author remembers that this is an action series, so so the people who are like supposed to be helping them decide, hey, we're going to attack you.
Sorry, being a cat problem. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, well, I basically just finished. It ends up with them fighting against some of the people in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember enjoying this episode, but I just can't remember much of the specifics of it.
What I remember most about this episode is that we were trying to figure out the origin of the word club. And my mom was looking it up today, and she said something about the four suits all representing different classes of society, but we still couldn't figure out why it's called a club. So... it makes so much sense to call it a clover than a club. So,
yeah, it was weird because, I remember when we did when we were looking at that when we were watching it and we were looking it up and the clubs because that's the thing, that is how the different kingdoms in Black Clover are named after. There is the Heart Kingdom, there is the Diamond Kingdom, there is. I can't remember if they've done anything with the Spade Kingdom, but I know there is one. And then there's the Clover Kingdom, except the Clover is called Clubs, even in Japanese.
Really?
Well, because I was, or at least that's what, sometimes if I'm trying to find out the name for something in another language, I just go to the Wikipedia article for it, then look over under, then go to the languages section, and then switch it to the language I want it translated into.
Uh-huh.
So according to the editors of the Japanese Wikipedia, it is a club or a kurabu, but... but not clover, so I don't really know where... all that stuff comes from. But I do know that in some other languages, it is actually referred to as a clover. Yeah, where is but yeah, you don't know exactly where all like the stuff comes from, the things, or
We don't know why it's called a club and not a clover, you know?
Let's see. Now, dang, I should have looked that up before, but let's see. Let's see. Yeah, even the Wikipedia article, because Wikipedia is, of course, 100% accurate and never makes any mistakes. Says yeah, it even like says its original French name is trefle, which means clover. The Italian name is fiori, flower. Okay, the English name clubs is derived from the suite of bastoni, batons in Italian Spanish suited cards, is what it tells me. Because yeah, I'm looking at it because some. Yeah, because there were suits, in like in these other cards, and which were cups, coins, clubs, and swords, and then somehow it got merged with the French ones, which were hearts, diamonds, clovers, and spades. Well, tech according alternately of diamonds, it could be tiles, and instead of spades, it could be pikes and. I don't know. Literally, I am just, I am, this is almost stream of consciousness of me reading this off the Wikipedia article. So, you know what, listeners? You can look it up on your own time. You probably don't want to hear all of that. Anyway, so yeah. So now you have more understanding and possibly less understanding. All right, so we'll move on to the non-Toonami shows. We've got Excel World episode 16. So basically, he's told by I don't know what her can't remember what her name was, but about how if he doesn't have his wings, but if he uses incarnate, then he can still fly, and then we get something I was not expecting to see in Excel World, training arc.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, so he's doing that in order to try to get the ability of flight, back.
Reminds me of how Ichigo had to have that arc about getting his powers back. It felt like exactly the same thing. And the guy or that girl is playing the role of Mr. Hatton Clogs.
Actually, what it reminded me most of was remember way back in part two of JoJo when Joseph what when Lisa is training Joseph and I can't remember the other guy's name, and they had to climb their way up that thing that had all like the steam and stuff. It actually reminded me of that because they both involved climbing. Yeah. Oh wow, Joe. That's just making me remember. Wow, JoJo had a training arc. Like, it doesn't do that anymore. Yeah, the first two parts both had training stuff. Nowadays, it's just like, well, you got your stand and you can use it, and let's have some fun stand battles.
Actually, were there even any stands back then?
No, stands were introduced in part three.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I wonder if those were, if it was originally meant to be just for that part, but part three was like, from my understanding, leagues, like, the most popular part of JoJo at that point. In fact, it's still one of the most popular parts of the story. So he's like, well, I guess I'm doing stands from now on.
Yeah, and lots of other people share my sentiment about Giorno being completely useless.
Yeah, he does seem to just kind of be... I feel like there isn't as much real focus on... Well, okay, this is... We're switching back to JoJo. Well, why not? It does feel like there isn't as much real focus on the characters as there was before. I mean, to be fair, like, when you look at Stardust Crusaders, there wasn't really much in the way of character development. It's mostly just them going and, you know, having their stand battles and such. And there's not really too much... like change that people undergo. Of Polnareff gets the most, but even then it's really not, it's mostly just him getting over his sister. And the next one, of course, that actually Diamond is Unbreakable was probably the most like the most character focused of them. But in this one it feels a little too much like the people are there just kind of because you need the stand battles and that you could kind of, it feels like you kind of swap around their abilities and not that much would really change most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Narancia is the one with the clearest personality, and that's good enough. But the others don't seem to get quite... Well, no, Trish gets some also, but, you know, she was, like, the latecomer, and so... Yeah, okay, so she got them, but the others don't really seem to be that, you know. They seem much more interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Excel World, was there anything else, or...?
No, this was kind of a dull episode.
Yeah, well, I guess, I was wondering what the name of the restaurant they were at, because, see, here's the thing, so, you see an M that's just like the McDonald's logo, except it's upside down. So I'm like, okay, so it's like, you know, the alternate, you know, you can't actually use McDonald's, so you're just doing that to show that. But then you see the restaurant title, and maybe it showed the whole thing someplace, but all I could see was it just like said, like, it. You didn't see the beginning, you just saw it, like, it ended with, like, Arnold's. So I'm like, so is this like, if the symbol is a W, is this like Wickdonald's? Is that it? Is it just you swap the M for the W or what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We also apparently learned that prosthetic limbs are a thing in this world. I mean, they're a thing in our world, but they're like a much more advanced thing in this world, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, it was kind of a boring episode. Like, you mentioned Ichigo, although I guess it reminds me more of that in that, well, okay, what actually happened when Ichigo was trying to get his powers back? Because I'm just having trouble remembering anything other than that he stayed in a pit and he struggled a bunch and then he got them back.
Yeah, I think it was something like he died. He, like, technically died, and that's, like, how he was able to get his powers back. I don't know. It was really weird. And I don't know. That is so long ago that I can't remember.
The only thing I remember from that was that in the manga, when Urahara is, like, you know, telling Ichigo what he has to do, there's this part where he's saying, well, and if you fail, you'll, like, be consumed by your hollow and die horribly. And they, like, and you know those little, like, sort of ball things in Japan, you sometimes that, like, you know, can open up and, like, some message appears, you know, as for a celebration. And he has one of those, and it just says, congratulations! on that when he said that, and it was really funny. And then I remember I looked at the anime and it didn't do that. He like it's all played completely seriously without him is like, you know, irreverent, like, congratulations, thing. Oh, I want Bleach to get back already. There's so much I want to discuss in that final arc. Especially later on. Looking back, so the beginning of the arc was actually pretty decent. It's later on where it kind of goes off the rails.
Well, we'll have to get caught up somewhat, because I don't remember what spot we left off. So,
We left off at the end of, oh, what were their names? Execution? The
Oh, okay, that thing, yeah.
Yeah, honestly, from what I remember, there's not that much. You don't need to know much of the specifics of what came before to understand the final arc, really. If you could just know the big stuff, like, hey, there's this guy named Aizen, and they fought him, and then he got locked up, you know. And hey, there are these guys were Quincy's, and they didn't like this already. All just simple general stuff like that. You can understand it from what I remember.
Okay. Okay, we're moving on to
ReZero
yeah.
episode 31, which since you just watched this, you'll probably remember it better than I would.
I can't remember what happened.
Oh, dang! Last week we were talking about our guesses as to when Subaru would reset to, but I can't remember what we said.
I said something about when he was with Roswell, so I was close, but not
I
exactly.
think I said it would be after he first came out of the trial. That's what I think I said, which was the case, but I'm not sure if that's exactly what I said. Well, if I did say that, congratulations to me because I got it. Anyway, so they talk a bit more about the trial thing, and Subaru's like, "Well, maybe I can just do it." And Emilia's like, "No, I'll do it." And then because he knows, you know, Elsa is gonna show up, Subaru decides to head back to the place early. And I actually do kind of I like the way he's really starting to think about this sort of stuff, because he's like thinking, okay, if she's already there, then I'm just gonna like immediately after resetting head back there right away. You know, like not even like pausing or anything. I'm like, okay, you're thinking ahead. I like this. So they managed to get back there, and oh, also it does clear up, because you were wondering about how Ram didn't know who Rem was, and this does like establish more clearly. Yeah, Subaru just didn't tell her yet, because he tells her this episode.
Yeah, I thought of that whenever I saw that. I was like, okay, now it makes sense. So,
So
yeah.
things seem okay, but then Elsa pops up again, anyway, and attacks. They try to fight her and get away, but things don't seem to work out so well with that. Petra apparently dies, though. I mean, technically, I guess she could just be horribly maimed and still alive. It didn't clearly state that she was dead, but she was not in good shape. And Subaru's, you know, encountered Elsa again, and then who was about to like kill him. And I was thinking, Subaru, you really should be using this opportunity to try to get as much information as possible about from her, because if she's just going to kill you, then you'll have the information when you reset. But then he gets saved by Beatrice, and Subaru actually is kind of funny that he's actually annoyed about it.
Yeah, that he didn't die.
Which, I mean, actually makes sense with his situation, but yeah. Considering he can reset things, it's just such a ra it's just weird. Like, she just saves him. He's like, "Why did you do that?" Although it does bring up the question of why Beatrice didn't do anything before then to help out, or did she actually just, was she actually unaware, or I guess we'll find out next episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is interesting because I saw a bunch of people, because initially when he, like, you know, reacts, like, why did you save me, or whatever he exactly said, I was thinking, like, oh, well, he wanted to just reset and use the information. But then I saw some discussion, and people brought up something I didn't realize, which is that, well, what if, and I don't know if this is going to do it or not, we'll have to see, but what if by saving him, she actually establishes a new save point here?
Well, yeah, that's possible, but then aren't those people dead now?
Oh, I'm not, maybe they are. I'm more like, well, I'm saying it's more, not even, I'm not saying she did, I'm saying that that would be more specifically what Subaru would be upset about. The fact that, yeah, since he didn't die right then, maybe a save point or whatever is causing this has been set. Like how he couldn't save Rem because the save point was after the point where she got attacked.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So yeah, that was definitely, so yeah, I thought this was a pretty good episode.
Yeah, I thought so too, and yeah, no, I mean, Ram is really getting on my nerves, but that seems like it's supposed to be that way. I just
my question is just how does Elsa's outfit stay on? Like, does she have glue or tape or some kind of magic to keep it up? Like, there has to be something there, because that thing should not be staying up.
Yeah.
Let's see, was there anything else? Yeah, that's basically it. I thought it was a good episode. It got, things happened. It was interesting. I am very interested to see what happens next.
Hmm.
All right, so we close out with Tales of the Abyss, Episode 4. So, what do you know? The second most prominently featured character on the game's cover is actually totally fine. Because she just, like, casts a healing spell on herself and she's good. You know, I have to wonder how this played out in the... Dang, I was even saying I should try to not think of it what it was in the game, but I can't help but think, how did this play out in the game? Because, like I said, I assume in the game you have healing items. so why would there be, you know, the issue of, oh, well, they got hit by an attack, you know, like they presumably have been over and over over the course of the game. anyway, so they are going there. They're, let's see.
By the way, they pronounce her name as Tear. Is it? And not Tear.
Oh, they do say Tear. I should be saying Tear. I don't know why I said, yeah, I even made a note of that when I watched it. I'm like, okay, it's Tear. Except I keep saying Tear instead. You know, Tear, 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 Tear. Okay. there's there are too many English words with multiple pronunciations that change the meaning to. Anyway, so we got that. Then what's the guy she attacked in the first episode? You know, that was him, right? He's there. Except then I guess they're not fighting anymore. They're just kind of annoyed at each other. You know, I'm still confused as to why she attacked him. That was never really discussed. I mean, it was kind of discussed here, but I would have preferred, but it's so weird that it was, he never said, so why did you attack him?
Mm-hmm.
We never got that before. Anyway, yeah. So they're going to go, so anyway, things are okay. They're going to head back, but the boat isn't working, and this one of the villains named I remembered it because said it so many times. Arietta grabs the one guy who can fix it. And like says, if you want him, you'll have to come over to our place. And I'm thinking, oh boy, fetch quest. I am honestly trying to just watch this as an anime, but I just keep that just stuck me out and out as me as, oh well, I guess we gotta go and do that.
Yeah, it reminded me of having to get the lemonade to the guards at Saffron City in the original Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the guy was thirsty, so he wouldn't let you buy, and you had to go to the Celadon City roof and buy a drink out of the vending machine?
Yeah.
That was like, it was probably like everyone's first everyone's first RPG, you know.
why weren't they letting people in again?
He was just mad because he was thirsty. That's all it was.
No. I mean, like, why were the guards not letting people in to begin with that you had to do it? Was it because like Team Rocket took over the place, or?
Oh yeah.
And if that's the case, why do they just like decide? Oh well. Well, actually, I'm not sure if the guards were supposed to be Team Rocket people, or were they people who were stopping, who it was dangerous and they weren't letting you in? Or I'm just confused as to why Lemonade would let them do it. Get them up.
Yeah, I think it was just that they were thirsty and they wouldn't let anyone buy because of that.
Yeah,
it was for a stupid reason.
Make sure to keep your guards hydrated. It reminds me of this dang, now I want to pull it up, but I just can't remember where it was. I'm just remembering like all like the jokes about how characters you know have really bad security and things, like the one, what was it, like the evil overlord list, wasn't it always just like I will make sure that the guards for like prisoners will be of the same gender or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that, the, you know, to avoid like all the seducing stuff. And there's another, I don't know, that was the one that reminded me, but I remember there's other things there. But let's see. No, I lost track. Okay, so they go over there to there, and then they have a fight that I assume was probably some kind of a boss battle, because that Arietta person is, who I'm going to assume based on the fact that she's, given the fact that she's, like, you know, the villain that has clearly shown the most, like, you know, hesitancy about what they're doing, not to mention the fact she's a cute girl, is going to turn good at some point in the future.
We'll see about that.
I mean, maybe this will be the one that subverts my expectations in that. I would like to see that, to see. And darn it, Last Jedi, why did you have to make the phrase subverts expectations, you know, sound, be something that I can say and then it sounds inherently bad? Anyway, so yeah, they beat her, and it turns out she was angry because they killed that that monster thing because it raised her, or maybe she was just raised by the monsters. I can't remember, but yeah, they managed to do all of that, and then everything gets resolved, and then they're just gonna head back.
Yeah, my biggest problem is that they have not formally introduced my favorite character, even though she's like been in almost every episode, because I still don't know how to pronounce her name. You know which character I'm talking about?
Are you talking about the one who kept calling Arietta like Gloomietta?
So when it they when it they I guess there is a English dub of the game. So they call her Anis in the game, but I keep hearing them pronounce her name as Anis in this anime. So I don't know which one's right.
Okay, yeah, I found the thing. This was actually funny. So there's this comic called Order the Stick, and there's this one thing where actually we're like this guy, one guy is like super aware of all the cliches and stuff. So when the good guys are trying to convince, the guards, oh, we're here for a surprise inspection, and they look at the guidebook, and it's a surprise inspection. We do not have surprise inspections ever, especially not at night when other guards have been called away to another event. The inspectors in front of you, they're intruders. Get them. Oh yeah, what to do? Sound in the bushes. Someone is throwing a rock to distract you. Try looking in the opposite direction from where the sound originated. Do not keep a big dangly key rings fastened to your belt in plain sight. Or just tips. Pictures of all members of the prison staff are posted in the lounge. Get to know them. That arc actually went on way too long, but that bit was funny. Anyway, back to I'm sorry, I'm just going on tangents and stuff. Yeah, it was okay. It does f when you the problem is when you look at it, it's basically like this episode was basically a fetch quest when you get down to it. It probably
Yeah,
played out, sorry.
go ahead.
It probably played out a little better in the game. But watching it here, it was a little bit of a dis. It was kind of a little dull. Also, this was something. So Ariadne, I noticed with the animation. So she's like saying stuff, emphatically, like she's like audio saying that, like the audio is her, like screaming or whatever. But you look at the screen and her face is like just completely blank and like not like particular and like motionless. And I was just like, oh wow, that was weird. Was that like an animation problem or? That doesn't happen too often to me, but I was just thinking her face was too blank at points where she's supposed to be, where she's like giving emotion and stuff, and it just kind of clashed with what the way she was at, the lines were given.
Yeah, I just I'm actually really enjoying this anime so far. Yeah, it just my only fear is that there's gonna be so many people join the party that it's going to cut down on on character development, because it just seems like, okay, we're getting another person. It was like I don't know how many there were in Final Fantasy X, but that was like the perfect number, 7 or 8 or 9, and they had a perfect number of people in that party, which, one of my biggest regrets in life is that I was never able to finish that game because I just I forgot to build up the main character's stats, and as a result, once I got to the end, I was screwed. There was nothing I could do about it.
Yeah, one that is one thing. I have a question. Actually, I'm one of the things that was nice about the I would say I feel like one of the nice things about Paper Mario, well, especially Mario and Luigi, was the fact I felt that the combat system made leveling up like less important because I mean most people I'm pretty sure when they leveled up they didn't even like increase their health or flower points, like maybe once you just put it all into badge points.
Right, yeah.
And because of that, it's not as important to like get as many to level up as much. I mean, especially in the Mario and Luigi games, it is possible to avoid every single enemy attack in the game if you are able to time it right. So theoretically, you could just go through the whole game and never gain and not gain any levels.
Has someone done that before?
You know, I'm sure there must have been some people who did it at super low levels. Like I don't know. Although
the people who won the original Super Mario Brothers with like collecting as few coins as possible.
Well, I'm seeing like a minimum level run for Mario and Luigi Bowser's Inside Story. Paper Mario, although Sticker Star and Color Splash, I feel, well, I didn't play Color Splash, but I remember Sticker Star. That went too far in the opposite direction because there actually aren't even levels in the game. You don't level up, which just makes all the encounters feel kind of pointless.
Hmm. So I stick the platform me.
I feel that was what was nice about Mario and Luigi, the fact that at least theoretically you could just go through it and not have to worry about leveling up if you were just good enough at dodging enemy attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
but in Final Fantasy X, I mean, I would think that there, like later, late in the game, it would be possible to level grind kind of quickly.
Well, I got myself screwed because, like, I kept winning I'd win all these big battles just barely. So then I got so deep into the game that I was like, I was stuck. I couldn't go back because the enemies just popped up. Even those would beat me, and I couldn't beat the boss that I had to beat. So I was just screwed. I couldn't do anything, and so it was like I had gotten lucky so many times that I just ruined my own chances.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. I've never even played any of the Final Fantasy games. I like don't really know that much. Maybe I should try one of them sometime. But I'm in some other stuff. All I remember is that when I can't remember, was it Final Fantasy 13 or 15? I just remember there was a game where a lot of people said, "Well, it's not very good at first, but like maybe 20 hours in, it really picks up." Yeah, I don't know how many people were in Final Fantasy 10. That is one thing about a lot of the Mario RPGs. They definitely do keep the combat pretty simple.
Yeah.
Especially Mario and like the Luigi games. It's like, okay, these are the characters that you play as, and it'll be those characters the whole game.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, Tales of the Abyss. I don't know. I will say that I did kind of, despite some of the things I said, I did kind of like Arietta. Yeah. Well, I don't know if necessarily like we're talking joint party, but she'll probably have some sort of like, you know, hey, I've turned good-ish or something. Or maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. We got a lot of episodes to go. So, let's see. Yeah, so that's them. Yet another tangent thing. Okay, so anything else you wanted to say about that or the other things we watched?
No, I'm ready for the final three. So, or the top three. I'm thinking Survivor here. Top three, not final three.
Okay, well, for me, the first would be ReZero, followed by JoJo, and then it's a weird thing in that even though I can't remember that much about the episode, I remember I enjoyed it, so I will say Black Clover.
Okay, so my third place one for the second straight week, we've got JoJo's Bizarre Adventure making it into the top three 2 weeks in a row. So obviously this arc, it's doing better than Diamond is Unbreakable. And then second place, we've got ReZero, mainly because I just watched it within an hour of right now. And top one is Tales of the Abyss. That's my favorite one that we're watching right now. Like, I was so tempted. I was like, man, I feel like just marathoning this. But then I'm like, you know, you're going to have to watch it again. So I did that with Kill la Kill whenever I jumped ahead and watched all of Kill la Kill. And then I came back to you and I'm like, I can't say anything. I can't say anything. And it was like, it was killing me.
Okay. So, let's see. I suppose that's all I've got, for that. Was there anything, outside of Toonami worth talking about?
You know, I should think this through better. Try to come up with some sort of interesting topic to think of. Well, you usually...
Yeah, I had some stuff in the world of manga, which you don't read, so this is all just me talking about stuff. Actually, it is kind of it's kind of interesting because so since I follow the Shonen Jump manga, especially now that all the stuff in Weekly Shonen Jump is actually simul-published in English now, which is nice, officially too, and they're doing all of them. So that the way it used to be was that they would, in English, they would like, you know, run the first three chapters of them in English, and they would like, you know, listen to viewer feedback, and if people really liked, and they're like, okay, we'll be officially doing this week to week. And they did that. And because of that, they, when they had, you know, basically all of Black Clover handled when it got popular, but then they passed over Demon Slayer and probably felt so stupid about that that now they just do all of them without exceptions. Which led to this weird thing where for Demon Slayer and some other ones, they started doing sort of the simultaneous translation, but they still hadn't caught up to where it was. So you had this weird situation where you would have like chapters 1 to like 50, and then it would go 152 onward, and it would just skip over like all those chapters. They eventually filled them in. Anyway, I was just saying that since they have to cancel stuff to make room for new ones, now they're canceling some of the things, and of course, so you suddenly see all these manga that are just like suddenly in their last few chapters, suddenly like just going, okay, so here's all the stuff that I was planning to happen, you know, 100 chapters from now, but I gotta get out of the way now. None as extreme as when I mentioned that one series, Guardian of the Witch, which midway through the last chapter just skipped forward 5 years and had the characters go, man, remember all those adventures we had on our way here? So some of them are interesting to see that. Anyway, so yeah. Well, this has been Toonami Therapy. You can see the previous ones at toonamitherapy.podbean.com, and we usually put these up on Friday or Saturday. So we will not be discussing Toonami probably because of what's going on, but we'll still be back to discuss the non-Toonami shows that we've been watching. So we'll still see you next week.
Bye.